everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back for another Road to the Podcast Awards special. And here we are today, Nicole, back for day number 11.
Woohoo!
And today, Nicole and I are back together in person, getting ready to go to my cousin's wedding rehearsal dinner. And here we are back at Nicole's parents' house.
Reunited.
We're back after last night's live know-it-alls. It'll be two nights for you guys by the time you're listening to this on Friday. But Nicole, did you have a good time at the live know-it-alls show?
I had a really good time. We had a lot of fun.
Is that why you have a big hangover today?
I actually was not hungover.
Is that true?
Slightly.
I heard from a lot of people that you were wasted.
Did not. You're a liar because I was not wasted at all.
That's what a lot of people were saying. Like, oh my God, I can't believe how wasted Nicole got at the live know-it-alls after party.
I bet they were saying, I can't believe how not wasted Nicole was. This is disappointing.
Was that what they said?
Yes.
All right. So anyway, Rob as a Podcast is nominated for two podcast awards. This is our 11th day of the Road to the Podcast Awards special. Do you think that this is still working?
I think so.
Do you think it was ever working?
I think so, yes.
All right. Hopefully that this is a good reminder to tell you guys to go to podcastawards.com every day and cast your votes for the Podcast Awards. Less than 2 weeks till the end of the voting.
Yes.
All right. All right. So, Nicole, are you ready for today's question for the Road to the Podcast Awards? Okay. Of course, every day in the Road to the Podcast series, we answer one question from a listener of Rob as a Podcast. You can go ahead and send in your questions at robaswebsite.com/voicemail. And today's question comes to us from a longtime listener. Mm-hmm. It's Mateo Von Podfelder.
I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yes. Well, he's still out there and he has a question for you from SpeakPipe. And here it is.
Hey, Shake and Bake. This is Mateo Von Podfelder. Just wanted to say I'm loving the Arutapa series and that all this talk of the first year of RHAP it's giving me a real David Healy. It's just phenomenal. But anyway, just had a quick question for Rob about doing the exit interviews. What is it like when someone's just being a little boring or a little abrasive or just not giving you what you want? And how do you always seem so prepared for that? Thanks a lot, guys. I'm voting as we speak, so good luck.
All right, Nicole. Today, this is the right day to talk about this, talking about exit interviews and what happens when they do not go as planned. Of course, today I recorded my exit interview with Nina before I left the room in the city. And now I am back here and Scott St. Pierre is working on the edit of that. And Nina was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing too memorable, I would say, about the Nina exit interview. But sometimes the exit interviews, you have a couple things that could go wrong. And I think it's really one of three things. One is the person doesn't really want to talk about what I want to talk about. The person that comes on and they basically have their own agenda of like their own like message points that they want to
set the record straight.
Yeah, they're going to come on and set the record straight. We'll call this the Garrett. And that's sort of the thing where I say, okay, tell me about what happened. And it's like, well, actually, what you didn't see is on day two back then, usually a good indicator on how well the exit interview goes is by the number of questions that I get to ask.
Yeah.
For the most part, that's not the ultimate indicator, but I feel like when the exit interviews go really good, it's me asking questions, they're answering the questions in like, two or three sentences and, maybe longer if it's an important thing. But I feel like when the person doing the exit interview keeps the answers short and tight, that's usually better.
Do you find that the earlier boots have, you have a harder time with them?
Not necessarily. I mean, certainly on like The Amazing Race, it's harder when you only have like one leg of the race to talk to them about.
Just two people.
Right. And that actually makes it more difficult. Yeah. But on Survivor, the exit interviews are rarely that hard because you could always like do the ultimate fallback of, okay, what did you think of this person?
Yeah.
What do you think of this person? Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of that. So the exit interviews for Survivor, like there's always something to talk about mm-hmm. for the most part. Mm-hmm. And that's one way, the Garrett. That's how that could go awry. Uh-huh. Then there is the person who has nothing to say.
Yes.
We'll call this the Leif Manson.
Or what about the people who are just like jerks?
Well, That's the third thing. Uh-huh. So the Leif Manson is when I ask questions and the person is really either saying nothing or is so worried that they don't want to say anything controversial that they're just totally boring and they have nothing to say to the guy. It doesn't mean they're not a nice person.
Yeah.
It just means that they're, and so, you know, I, in that instance, I will try, well, I didn't even talk about it. In the first instance, well, I may try to interrupt the person and try to get them to talk about what I want to talk about as opposed to what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I may also, like, if you hear me say in the exit interview, all right, I've only got about 5 minutes left to go. So that's usually a sign to
shut the F up.
Yes. And I guess that's a sign to you guys. And I'm getting frustrated at the pacing here. Uh-huh. And we need to pick up the pace. Not, I may not be frustrated, but it's like, hey, we have a lot more ground to cover. We only have so much time.
Just shut up.
So if you ever hear me mentioning the amount of time left in the exit interview, that's usually a signal that I want to get to more things and I'm a little frustrated with the pace. With the person that is boring, the Leif Manson, you may hear me start to ask crazier and crazier questions. Like, I may just keep poking around until I find something that is going to make them say something interesting.
Yeah, poke the Leif.
Yeah, I don't think I did that with Leif Manson, but I may just keep pushing the envelope of what I can get away with in the exit interview. And that's how I would approach that. And then there's the third thing.
The Anthrax PhD.
Yeah, there's the third thing where there is the person who is pissed off at something I've said. I think you could call this the Shannon Elkins.
Yes, but you know what? That was actually a good interview because I feel like you handled that one really well.
There, it's the Brandon Hans.
Well, that was a great interview because it was just so crazy.
There's the Jatia.
That was just, she was awful.
I mean, and the way that I handle that is, you know, usually it's somebody who did not do well in the game.
Uh-huh.
And they come on the exit interview and they are ready to come out and attack me, attack the interviewer.
Yes.
When that's not that, I don't think that's the right move, but I welcome it. I say, okay, like, you know, hey, Rob, I've got a bone to pick with you. And then I say, great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let me tell you why. Cause I like to think I don't unfairly criticize anybody.
Yeah. And you know what? You don't mess with a guy with a microphone.
Well, they used to say, like, don't pick a fight with the newspaper because they buy ink by the barrel. And bandwidth is very cheap for me.
Yes.
So, and hosting is affordable. Ideally, you don't want to come on and pick a fight with me.
Don't I know it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. No, you don't know it.
Well, because you know what? You can't use your microphone with me.
I try.
You do try.
That's why I try to bring up so much stuff from our personal life in the podcast.
Yes, and people always take my side.
Well, that's because they're biased. Because if I ever did an exit interview with Nicole, it would be the third thing.
It would be the best interview, though. No, it would be so good.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be. There's also the fourth thing, and I'll call this the Joey and Megan, where the person is on the interview with me, but... And they're passive aggressive with me. It's like they're pissed with me, but they're not really saying why.
Yeah.
And so it's like they sort of heard I said some
coward interview.
It's a little cowardly.
Yeah.
I think that if you want to
say the P word, but I'm not that kind of.
Yeah. Well, and we wouldn't say that about Joey and Megan. They're great. They're very good people. And so they, I think that they seemed like they were annoyed with me, but they didn't quite tell me why.
Did you ever find out why they were annoyed with you?
No, but I suspect it's the sort of like Whitney and Keith thing where it's like they heard through a third party that something happened. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And that's the fifth thing, the Whitney and Keith where.
You know, first you said three things. Now you're going on and on and on.
I thought of other things that there's the Whitney and Keith where it's just like, they just don't do the exit interview. They make up some BS excuse like, oh, we have the flu, but they do all the other exit interviews.
Yeah. They suck.
Yes. You could also call that one the Russell Hants, who originally did not do an exit interview with us in Redemption Island because he was pissed at us.
And now all he wants to do is interviews with you.
No, I think he's done with interviewing with me, but he does still like to do interviews.
He does interviews with other people?
He likes to do interviews with me or with other people. Yeah. 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 I don't think he's beating down our door right now to want to do interviews.
You know, we got what we needed.
Yeah. All right. So those are the things. And somebody had said to me, like, I used to approach the exit interviews a little differently. Like, two things actually really changed my approach to the exit interviews. You know, I used to just feel like, a little bit early on, I used to say, like, hey, I just want to, like, allow the person to come on and just sort of tell their story and sort of like ask the questions that they want to know. But somebody had said to me, like, Rob, people want to hear what you have to say and they want to hear you interact with them, that you've played the game before. And so now I sort of approach it like in the way that like a former athlete might be able to talk to a current athlete, where, not to ever compare myself to an athlete, but I feel like I can press the issues a little bit harder than other interviewers can because I've been there.
Right. That's totally.
And so it's a little, I do like get into specific things a little bit more and want to know, you know, more so than I used to be. And the other thing that really just, changed the way I do the exit interview a little bit was, there was one time, I believe it was when Josh Wiggler interviewed Vetus, that I couldn't do the exit interview with Vetus. And Josh Wiggler did the interview with Vetus, and he was just so well prepared, Josh Wiggler was. And I used to just sort of wing it on the exit interview. And then, you know, after that, I was like, yeah, I need to script my questions on the exit interviews, because I used to just like go into it and just sort of like, just fly by the seat of my pants. And really since then, I've had a much more scripted exit interview where I script my questions. That's the only interview that I do that's like that. But that was another thing that was just like, Josh was just so professional when he did it that I was like, wow, like that is what I should aspire.
I'm so unprofessional.
A little bit. I mean, but again, in the beginning of the podcast, it was a little bit more like, sure, woo, like whatever. I can't believe they're letting us talk to the survivors.
It's really what it was.
It really was. Like, I remember we talked to Wendy Jo, the first person we ever did the exit interview with. And it was like, oh my God, Wendy Jo's calling in on.
I think we sat by the desk like and waited.
Yeah. And it used to be that I was doing the exit press for Survivor, and like it was like a coup that I was even doing it. And the person who was doing PR at the time for CBS, like as a favor to me, like got me in, and we were in with like the international people. Like they, like the people do like exit press in the US, like on the day after the show. And then they do like international exit press on like Tuesday after. Yeah. And then after that was over, like, and we were like at the end of that, at the end of international press on like 4 days later.
Total bottom of the barrel.
Total bottom of the barrel. And then the person who got me onto the exit press, he was like, I guess he was let go.
Because they found out that you were doing exit interviews.
I'm not sure why, but they let him go. And so then when the next person started, they said, oh, well, that's weird. Why are you on the day with the, they said, oh, well, that, well, you should be on.
You up.
Yeah. You're not international, that you should be on the day with everybody else. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So it was like, sort of like a mistaken thing. Like they said, oh, you should be here. I don't know why they put you on that, on this list.
Yeah.
And then and then there we are.
Yeah.
And then that's, you know, this is now like 9 seasons later that we're doing the exit. Or this might be 10 seasons now from Nicaragua.
And now you got Amazing Race.
And now we do Amazing Race. And I'm going to do Big Brother. And away we go.
Yep.
So to recap, the five types of bad exit interviews. There's the Garrett, the person that goes on and on and on, that they're going to set the record straight.
Yes.
There is
the leaf.
That's the person who is boring.
Yes.
There is
let's leave
Jatia alone. I don't want to piss her off. We'll name it after the first person.
We'll name it the angry.
The Shannon Elkins.
Okay.
That's the Shannon Elkins, the person that's going to come on and tell you, I got a bone to pick with you, Rob.
Yeah. Crawfish?
Yeah, you said you're crawling around, you're backpedaling like a crawfish or something like that.
Like, what's a crawfish?
Yeah, I don't know what they do. And then number four is the Joey and Megan. That's like the passive aggressive. I don't even know why you're mad at me for your, obviously you guys are annoyed with me about something, but you don't, I'm like trying to guess what it is.
Yeah.
You could also call that the Nicole.
Oh no, I tell you.
You start in the Joey and Megan.
Yeah.
And I say, Nicole, is something wrong? It seems like something's wrong. Nope. Then Nicole, is something bothering you? Nope. All right, Nicole, but you don't seem like yourself. It seems like something's bothering you. Would you tell me what it is if something was bothering? Nothing's wrong. Like, but it really, it seems like something is bothering you. Would you tell me? And then finally, then it turns into the Shannon Elkins.
That's not all true.
Seems like, is it bothering you that I did this?
No.
Would you tell me later if that?
New.
Yeah, so it's we start with a Joey and Megan, and it turns into a Shannon Elkins. And then the fifth and final one is we should call it the Russell Hance, but that could mean a lot of things. Yeah. The Russell Hance. That could be if you
drinking while podcasting.
Yes, it could mean a lot of different things. Yeah. We'll call it the Whitney and Keith.
Yes.
The thing where you do an opposite of Baylor and Missy and you just don't show up. Roger that. Okay. So that's going to do it for today's Road to the Podcast Awards special. This one was probably a little bit of a longer one, but
we got to get the baby together.
All right. Get them together.
We got to get gross.
Okay. So anyway, thanks so much. Great question, Mateo Von Podfelda. And Nicole, we'll get you some Advil for your hangover.
I don't have a hangover. I'm not drunk.
Are you drunk or are you hungover?
I wasn't drunk last night.
Okay.
I only had 2 martinis.
Yeah, but you've been out of the game.
Oh, no, I'm never out of the game.
So, all right. So thanks to everybody, again, who came out last night. Great, great fun. So send us your questions for the ongoing, continuing series of Road to the Podcast Awards. I think we're like halfway there on Road to the Podcast Awards.
Well, I have to go vote.
Okay, Nicole has to go vote. I forgot to ask you if you voted today. Yeah. Go to podcastawards.com and vote for Rob's Podcast for Best Entertainment Podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year. We're up for one of the top 10 podcasts of the year, and we could potentially be named the top podcast in the world.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And then we'll say, eat your heart out, Whitney and Keith. You're banned. Yeah. You're banned from the number one podcast in the world.
You disgust me.
You disgust us. All right, everybody. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.